Hi guys, welcome to Unsaid Words, where we discuss all the things we leave unsaid. The topic of today's episode is who has your ear? Be careful who has your ear. Who is it that's speaking over you, speaking into you? Who is it that you're listening to, taking advice or criticism from? Because all of that matters when it comes to the trajectory of your life. There are two sides to this, the negative and the positive. So there are people who speak negatively in your life. There are people who speak down on you just for simply being you or wanting to do anything outside of the norm. So those are people who say, well, I don't know how you're gonna do this. They'll call your business your little business. They'll try to demean you in some ways just to maybe make you feel on their level. And overall, they're just negative. So that's the negative side. Now, there's a statistic about this, and it says that 30% of people feel more depressed when their friends are negative. So that's why the question is posed. Who has your ear? Because when you're surrounded by negative people, they can feed you doubts and lies and become the negative voice in your head, especially when it comes to trying to fulfill a goal or a dream. You don't need that negativity. So be careful who has your ear. We hear this saying a lot of times that bad company corrupts good character. This saying is often used for students when it comes to school and peer pressure. And the thing about peer pressure is with enough of it, most times the student will give in. This same effect happens when it comes to negativity being spoken in their lives. The more we hear something, especially negative, we can start to develop a belief or have the negativity change our perception of whatever it is that we're trying to do. This can cause you to be stagnant with your goals and things that you want to do. If you want to make a change and everyone around you is doing the same old, and telling you to do what they're doing, then you most likely will keep doing that. That's why in another episode I say, well, sometimes you have to move in silence to even move at all. You have to block out all the negative noise from other people and inside your head. Don't let the words of others control your life. In 2025, and whenever you're listening to this, we're getting our goals and we're leaving the negative Nancys behind. So with that, let's talk about the positive. Now on to my favorite part, the positive. On the flip side, having the right people in your corner and in your life makes all the difference. Imagine you're running a marathon and you're completely by yourself. It's something that you wanted to do, it was your goal, but no one came out to support you. They didn't think that you could do it, so you ended up running it by yourself. No one was on the sideline, no one ran with you, and that's all you really could think about the entire time. But you still did it, you made it, and you may not have won the marathon or made first place, but you completed it. Well, that's great, but imagine you having people cheering you on the sidelines and people saying, I knew you could do this. Some of your friends joining you on the marathon, running alongside you. There's a lot more encouragement that comes with that, and there's a lot more confidence in the runner. You win the marathon, and afterwards, I don't know, you get some ice cream. The point I'm trying to make is that motivation can make all the difference. That's why you want to surround yourself with people you can learn from and be motivated by. Because not only do you want to have people cheer you on or be proud of you, but you also want to always be learning, always be growing, and have help from people who know what to do or have been in your situation before and learn from them. Ask them about their experiences. Learn from and listen to people who have been in your shoes before. Because essentially, what we hear infiltrates our thoughts, and our thoughts lead to actions, and our actions lead our life. So when you hear positive things, positive affirmations, people are speaking positively over you, they're speaking into your life, you'll start to believe those things and you'll create a perception that you can do anything, and that's what we're hoping for. If you want to be successful, surround yourself with those who want the same. You can't expect to have a positive life with negative people around you. If you enjoyed today's episode, follow the pod on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod for behind the scenes clips, motivation, and new episode updates. You can also find the podcast on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts every Friday at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening.